One of the most amazing things about the national parks is what you can hear when you're there. Or actually, as acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton would put it, what you don't hear.
Some people hear this as a recording of silence made audible by the coyotes, because the echoes, if you listen carefully, those echoes are so never-ending, defining the very hills they're performing in. And if there was the least amount of noise in the background, the experience would change dramatically. I was studying John Muir, also known as the father of our national parks, and he uses the phrase snow melting into music. But of course, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, snow doesn't literally melt into music. I mean, it's nothing I would be dancing to or humming all day. And then I caught myself and I thought, when's the last time I really listened to snow melt? So I went to the top of Hurricane Ridge in Olympic National Park on a late summer day, August afternoon, and I poked my head inside of this snowbank that was melting, and this is what I heard. Thank you, John Muir. And that just like turned me on to all kinds of other things. And then I'll go another step. I'm going to share a very, very simple experience. And this is distant thunder. All right. Distant thunder with a cricket. Very simple. Just listen. Silence is an inner experience, but it's recharged by that outer world, that environment we're inseparable from, and we forget that. I think we forget that in the city because we're so busy in our isolation booths and chambers, protecting ourselves from all these assaults of noise, that we forget that we're connected to everything. In a quiet place, you are connected to everything.
That's acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton. He is a genius at recording and at listening. He's also the founder of the organization One Square Inch of Silence. It's an actual place located in the Ho Rainforest at Olympic National Park. It's marked by a small red stone sitting on top of a moss-covered log. And if you actually want to go there, you'll find the coordinates and a map on our website at ttbook.org